Hello, how can I help you? Oh, hi Jade, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good, you.
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. So I got the message. I understand that you guys already have the account under Precision Paint and Power Wash, but you were wanting to open one for the Heritage Roofing and Chimney? Okay, perfect. So my only question is, because she sent me this number, which is the one associated with your existing account, is the 6093 number, the one ending in that, the one that you're going to use for the other business?
The which one?
Well,
The
she
what did
put
I get?
in
Six four six
646, yeah,
two four
242-6093.
six. That's a cell phone. So yeah, I mean, I was gonna end up doing the same thing we did, like with the call forwarding. So I guess instead of getting him a Kentucky number, you can keep his Jersey number, and we can use whatever forwarding number for Kentucky that you guys give him. But it will be
Absolutely.
forwarded to that phone number. Yes.
Sure. Okay. So you're going to want another 502 area code number, even though you're using it to forward to the 646-242-6093, right? Got it. Okay. So I'm going to create the account under that 6093 number then, just so that it doesn't conflict with the first one. And are you wanting, the 249 package that you have with the Precision Paint and Power Wash, or did you want to do the Google Guaranteed also, or what's your thoughts there?
We're gonna do Google Guarantee too.
Okay, so you'll do both. Okay. So it'll be a new background check for that one since it's a different industry, and then I'll get the pricing on it too. So the email that's going to be associated with the new account, is that the one that's usmc211@icloud.com?
I mean, we can use it for now. I'm waiting for a new business email that's coming for with the hosting. So I guess for now we can use that.
Okay, perfect. So,
Unless if I need to fill up anything, because he doesn't do anything really. I'm always the one doing everything for him. So if it's, I believe you're sending me stuff, I can give you a different email maybe for now, like that goes to me.
that would be
Is that
better,
one?
yeah, because
Yeah.
if he's not gonna respond to these, it's better that
Yeah,
it goes
got
to you.
it.
Yeah. My husband's the same way. And even with his
Oh,
phone, he doesn't
God.
answer calls unless the picture comes up. So I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yep.
So what's the alternate email?
Okay, mine, does it show mine? Mine is Miss Jade Cott, right? At iCloud.com. Can you see it real quick, or I can pull it
Well,
up.
I don't want to use the same email as the other
No, I'm
account
going to give you
because,
another one that's not
okay,
him,
yeah,
so I'm
but
asking
the
if you're
one that we
showing.
did use was, yes, Miss Jade Todd
Okay.
at iCloud. That's the one we have for the other account.
So I can give you Jade, JADE, KOT, 2018 at Outlook.com.
Perfect. And then we're going to use the his number, but we're going to do a call tracking with a 502. So call tracking with 502 area code. And then.
Did I lose you?
No, I'm still
Oh,
hearing.
okay.
1 second. Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. I heard the phone cut out for a second too. I'm
I know,
like, that
I
is
was like,
so
oh.
strange. Okay. So 502 area code. And then. So the name of the business is Heritage Roofing and Chimney. Do you want to put in Inc. or LLC, anything like that, or just keep it Heritage
No.
Roofing and Chimney? Okay.
Just keep
Do
it
you
like that.
want
It's fine.
the and written out or the and symbol?
Does it matter? I mean, it's AND in the business papers. I don't know if you have to keep it the same. Whatever. Whatever's easier.
I'd like to keep it the same just because,
Okay,
Google
so
looks for
AND.
consistency. Okay,
Yeah,
perfect.
that's why I was like
Yeah.
debating. I was like,
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
I know sometimes it
Sometimes
can
it's
be
a
difficult.
preference. I mean, if you really wanted the symbol, I think it wouldn't be
Nah,
a
I
big
really
deal,
don't
but it's
care.
always better, yeah, if it matches. And then what's the business address?
It's the 2108 Quail Ridge Drive
Okay.
in LaGrange.
Got
And
it.
then, the zip is 400 3-1.
Now, when you said you have the new email in process that's going to go with the hosting, that leads me to believe that you already have a website in progress for this business, right?
Yeah, the website's done. Yeah, I was just waiting a phone number. So when you give me
what's
forwarded,
the domain?
I can give it to them. It's heritageroofingandchimney.com.
Okay, good. Wow. You're lucky you got the business name, too. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
It's kind of long, but I was like,
Well, it's long, but sometimes people want their business name and it's not available. So I always tell people, hey, if you get your business name, snag it up right away. So, yeah, you got it. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
So, and then let's see here. I just want to make sure that I add the call tracking for you. Do you have a business Facebook set up for the roofing?
No.
Okay. So they'll help you during the client interview to get that up and running so we can start the ads on it, because that's included in the $249 package. And then did you want to use a debit or a credit card? What works best?
You don't have mine on file, right? It's a debit.
Oh, I do, if you still want to use it.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Okay, so let me just finish. Okay, give it to me again, because if I go to the other screen,
okay,
it's going to take me completely out of this one. And then, yeah, so just give it to me one more time, please.
All right, it's 4430.
Okay.
5100.
Got it.
What is this? 5913.
Okay.
2779.
Okay, and expiration?
1227.
1227, and then the code?
015.
And I assume it's also the Quail Ridge Drive address for the billing, or is that a PO box? It is the same. Okay, perfect.
Yep.
And then how's your name read on this card? Is it just first and last, or is there a middle name or initial?
No, just Jade Pot.
Perfect. Okay. So what I'll do is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash for the new business and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'll create the appointment just like you had before for my technician to call you to go through the client interview. And that, you know, some of this is a little repetitive of what we just went over. It's going to have me repeat the business name and whatnot. So just kind of bear with me. Okay. Mm-hmm. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Heritage Roofing and Chimney.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Jade Cott, I guess, part owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Thank you. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It'll go on one invoice, but it'll be the first payment of $249 plus the $250 application fee. So it'll be a non-refundable amount of just $499. And then when the term completes, it will do so each month on the 30th in the amount of just $249. You may discontinue the agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Perfect. So let me get that all processed, and then I'm going to look at the calendar and just double check here, Jade. I'm going to do 2 client interviews again. One will be for the local package with the Facebook ads and all that, and then the second one will be for the application for the new business. So
Oh my God.
Let me see what's available for today. You know, there's availability at 5 or 6. I think we just missed the window for the 4 o'clock one, but do you want to do 5 o'clock?
5, yeah, because it's just by phone, right? Yeah.
Yeah, they'll just call you and go over like your keywords, your service area and getting you set up. And then I'm going to block out the entire hour from 5 to 6, but I'm sure you recall when you set up the other account, it doesn't take that long. It usually takes like 20 minutes. But I always block out the hour just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you, you know, at 5:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. I had someone once, they had a 9 o'clock appointment and they were calling me at 9:01. Tina, I didn't get a call yet.
No, no. I know. They're out there. I know. Oh boy. Yeah.
Yeah, so now I always have to, you know, dot the I's and cross the T's, make sure.
Yep.
Yep. So lastly, I did give you the same special pricing that you had with your first account. That's typically not available to the general public anymore, but since you're an existing client, I did match it for you. So I want you to just go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will grandfather you into this pricing and ensure that it never goes up. So probably you don't have the text on your husband's phone right now, but you can go into that Outlook email that I just put in, and you'll get that same email you had before that'll say, welcome to Local Splash. Or no, it'll say your Local Splash initial invoice. I'm sorry.
Oh, I got you. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then you'll see that click here to accept the subscription terms. All you have to do is when that opens, just click the two boxes. One will say that you're authorized on the account. The second one will say that you receive text messages. And then you would hit confirm signature. And when it goes through, it's going to ask you for a username and password. So you don't have to worry about any of that right now. That's all going to be, you know, provided in the welcome email. My main thing is just getting the pricing locked in.
Where do you want me to go?
Did it open up the page that says, your initial invoice, and then there's that blue link that says click here to accept the subscription terms?
No, it says access your dashboard. Oh, click here. Gotcha.
Yep. Yeah, I know it's weird because it's in the text, so it's hard to see it. But, yeah, if you click it, all you have to do is scroll to the bottom, click those two boxes, hit confirm signature, and your sign that it went through is when you see that that username and password coming through. That means they're prompt. It'll ask you for a username and password. And, again, that's in your welcome email. And then the last thing I want to do is look for the appointment for the Google Guarantee. Now, I'm going to put in the notes that you guys already have Google Guaranteed with the pressure washing. So that way, if any of the information is going to help the background check for this one that we already have on file, you won't have to resend it. But they will be going over with you if there's anything additional that has to be sent. So let me just see what their calendar looks like. Do you want to do maybe 6 o'clock for the onboarding for that one, just so that you get it all knocked out today? Because we have that open.
Yeah, as long as I'm done by 6:30, I have an estimate. So
perfect. Yeah, because we only do 30-minute. We do hour windows for the first one, but we do 30-minute appointments for the Google Guaranteed. So that's perfect. Okay. I'll book out from 6 to 6:30. And then other than that, let me just go over the questions for the Google Guaranteed, and then you will be good to go. So, So person I spoke with, Jade, and then for the phone number that they call you for the client interview, it's going to be the one that we're talking on now, right? The one that ends in 8994? Okay, I'll put that. Make sure that they call the right one. Roofing. Okay. I'm going to look up the cost per lead and the cost for the roofing category. So just give me a second here.
Roofing, chimney, and gutters you can look up.
Perfect. Okay. I think the chimney and the gutters are going to be subcategories under the roofing. So I think the roofing will cover it all, but let me just double check. You know, I always like to make sure that I'm giving accurate information. So roofing.
Oh, Dawson. Do you want to go pee-pee?
Yes. You're doing a hair wash here,
isn't it? Well, sorry. Come on, come.
No, fine.
Really? Yeah, you better sit there. Come, Dawson.
What kind of dog is Dawson?
Austin is a mini Australian Shepherd that's not really mini, that boy.
Aww,
he's
I love
bigger
that.
In the litter, but he's big, but he's still a mini. I have a Rottweiler and an Akita, so we're busy.
Oh my gosh, I have three dogs too. That's so funny.
Yeah.
When my neighbors see me walking them, they're like, wait, what's going on? Are you like dog walking business now? I'm like, no, these are mine. Like,
yeah, the worst part is I had a dog walking business on top of it. And
wow.
So people would see me with all different dogs and they were like, the people I don't really talk to. And they were like, at some point I had to talk to me like, what the fuck is going on?
What is going on?
You I was like,
that's hilarious.
Guys, like, dog business, and I had like 100 dogs.
Yeah, exactly. That's so cool though. I used to see a dog walking business by my granddaughter's preschool and they would do like, like 15 dogs at a time between him and his wife. And it was like really a sight to see because they were all taught like the loose leash walking where like he's the pack leader. So they were in the front and it was really something to watch them. I was like, wow.
Yeah, I'm sure they have like, they don't take all the dogs like that because they don't really, not all, man, especially the ones I have, they don't.
Yeah.
Not all the dogs were like that. So I'm sure they like, they say no to people that, you know, it's not going to fit in the past, you know?
Yeah. I stopped and talked to them and they said that they like have their service where they'll go to people's houses in the morning and pick them up and take them back to their house and then walk them. And at the end of the day, the people come to their house and pick them up. But I didn't ask like, well, what if somebody was like their dog, like wasn't walking like pack walking, then what? I should have asked them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you don't mess. Like,
yeah, because I know that mine don't either. Yeah, mine, because they, like, when I take them out, I want them to sniff and be able to go to the bathroom and stuff. And those dogs almost look like zombies because they're all looking forward. They're all walking at the same pace. Like, nobody's,
but
like, sniffing
Shepherd
around.
Would be, like, he got, like, really high trained and forget it. Like, if he sees people, like, he's, so he loves so much like people and other dogs that like there's nothing to retrain them. Like he's just gonna go nuts.
Right.
So I'm
right.
Like, how do they? I never seen a Australian Shepherd that they walked out, so maybe they.
Oh, but you know what? I love that you have the Akita and the Rottweiler too. I've always wanted a Rottweiler because they're such loyal dogs. They just
they're like the sweetest thing. They're like the Rottweilers I took care of, like they're like the sweetest and the most playful dogs I ever seen. Like she doesn't stop playing all day, like nonstop, like a little baby.
Oh,
and people
so
are scared
sweet.
Of them, and they're like the sweetest.
Yeah, one of mine, he's a Shar Pei mix, but he looks like a pit bull, and it's the same thing. People are like so afraid of him, but of the three that I have, the one that might bite someone is the little 10-pound Havanese. It's the other ones, the bigger ones that are fine, you know?
It's always
she,
like that.
She thinks she's like a little alpha dog, you know?
Oh, yeah, it's the small dog complex, and they really do have it.
Totally. So, okay. So what it says here is that your lead fees, for the roofing and again, chimney and gutters would be in subcategories, is $80. The monthly budget or the activation budget, once you're approved, would be $1,043. Now, that doesn't mean you'll pay $1,043 each month, because remember, that activation budget works like an escrow account, okay, where if you only took four leads, the next month they would just replenish it with the four leads that you took. And the pricing for the gutters and the chimney is probably going to be a little bit less than the $80 per lead, because the range that they gave me was on the low end. It said $53.33 on the low end and then $80 on the high end. So for the gutters and the chimney, it's going to be the lower end pricing. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then let me
just... So just a quick question, because I never really understood. So the escrow thing, so it's there, and whatever I use during the month, they subtract it out of there, and then the month after, whatever it was subtracted, I'm charged. Is that how it works?
Yeah, so you're just kind of replenishing the budget. So the 1,043, what that equals is 13. So 13 leads at $80 a lead, it comes to 1,043, okay? So let's say that one month you just take on 10 leads. So they would just the next month charge 800, because 80 times 10 is 800. They wouldn't charge the full 1,043. So you're just replenishing the bucket with the leads that you took each month. And then you can also ramp it up. Let's say that your husband decides to grow the business and all of a sudden he wants to take on 25 leads a month. You can do that too. You can take on more and then they would just charge you accordingly. But the minimum is that 13 to activate the budget. Okay.
Okay.
Yep. So I have that down here, and then, okay. So I think we're all good to go. I'm just looking if there's anything else that I have to ask you on the Google Guaranteed. Client understands the cost per lead may fluctuate. Yes. Hours of operation. What do you want to put down for the chimney and roofing?
Well, there's an emergency call, so I guess we can put 24 hours, no?
You can put whatever you want. What I sometimes like to suggest is have, like, Monday through Friday from, you know, a starting point to an ending point, and then put, but also available for emergencies, please call or something, you know? So, but if you want to just put 24/7, we can.
But that's for not for the Google Guarantee. That's just for, like, the business listing?
Yes, exactly.
All right. You can put 24 hours.
Okay. 24 hours. And then... Okay. So one thing you're going to need to get approved for this one is five-star ratings on the Google page. So be very responsive to us, Jade, with the Heritage Roofing and Chimney when we're calling you. If we say, hey, you have to do a video verification or you have to get back a business document or something, make sure to get that all done, because...
So no, I already did. I did the profile is up. Like, it got approved.
So do you have any reviews on it yet? Because if not, I'll send you the review generator email and you can start working on that right away.
Yeah, I have a list of people. I was going to send them tonight when I'm back. Just send that and I'll have reviews tomorrow.
Okay. You are on top of it. Your husband's lucky to have you. I always say behind every good man, there's a good lady. And you are on top of the marketing. That's awesome. I love it. So.
Kind of getting used to it. I've been put so many times.
Oh, it's really great. Yeah, I love it. So, okay, so you're aware, because you did the background check with the other one, that it's going to be a third-party company. And we use Pinkerton. And there's another one, I'm looking for the name, but if they call you and they ask you for, like, a driver's license number or social security, just know that it is legit. It's part of the background check, okay? If you have any questions, you could always call us just to verify, but it would be one of those third-party companies calling you, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and it's going to be Pinkerton or Evident ID. So do you remember which one you used last time?
Yeah, it was like a Evident ID, and it was just like, it took like 2 minutes. It was on 2 minutes.
Yeah, it's always good to be safe, though, you know, because in this day and age with everything going on, I always tell people, if you ever get that feeling that you're not sure, always verify with us first.
You know, so many people.
Exactly. Plus, you know, they'll put a security question and answer on file for this account, too. So I always tell people, you know, if anyone calls you, even if you think it's Local Splash and they say, hey, you know, Jade, we need more money because we have to verify this or that. And if you're not sure it's us, just say, hey, do me a favor. Can you confirm the security question and answer on file? And if they can't, then they're not with us. Right? So that's a little added feature for you. But, okay, so you're all good to go. 5 o'clock for the regular client interview and then 6 o'clock for the onboarding for the Google Guaranteed. And, welcome aboard for the new business. I'm so glad that it worked out for you, Jade, and have a really great rest of your evening too, okay?
Just one quick question before I let you go.
Of course.
How long do you think before I can get his forwarding number so I can give it to our website people so they can go live?
I would say that usually we say under 2 weeks, but we can have it up within 3 to 5 days on a special request. So I'll put that special request in right now that you need that ASAP because you're going to, you know, use it to launch the site. And then as soon as they get that, you know, you'll be able to, you know, get the site live. What's on the Google page now? Let me look it up. Is it just that the site's on there?
No, I think... So on the Google page, I don't know why, every time I did the business, like the business profile, they always like flag me as suspicious activity. And I have to, thank God I figured it out. I have to like go on Fiverr and get one of those like guys from like India or whatever.
Oh.
And then they're able to reinstate me. So when I did mine, they actually erased, like, my phone number. So when they created, like, when I went back in, it wasn't there. So I don't think there's, I think it's going to be the same for him because he flagged that one, too. And he got reinstated 2 days ago. So there's not, oh, yeah, that's what I was going to ask. So there's no phone number there. But then Google's so weird. That's why I was like, if I put a phone number and then the tracking is different. So isn't it better if I wait for...
You know what? I'm going to ask James. He's in our verification department. I'm going to ask him if he could even get the call tracking number set up today. Because if he can, he could even go into your Google page and add it for you. Because you've already gotten an email that was sent that says action needed pictures for Google verification. Just ignore that one for now because you already have the Google verification, right? So the second one that I just manually sent to you, so you're going to get it in about 5 minutes, it says important, please add us to your Google business profile. So you'll go in there and you'll add Local Splash as a manager. Once we're added, I'll tell James, like, hey, can you please get the 502 area code call tracking number and go into this Google business profile and add it? And then, you know, if they have it, even by the client interview, then they can tell you the number so that when you're done with that, you can call the web developer and tell them.
Awesome.
Yeah.
As soon as I'm done with you, I'll go in. Because that's how I added that Indian guy on it, is with the managing the thing.
Yeah.
I know to do it.
I'm the same way. If you can kill 3 birds with 1 stone, do it all now, you know. So that's why I'll ask you.
Yeah, I didn't want nothing else to flag or anything and, you know, and then take forever.
He's great. I'm sure that, you know, if there's a way he can get it today, he will. If not, at least it'll jumpstart that 3 to 5 day thing. You know, he could get it quicker then, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to reach out to him right now. So just ignore the one that says pictures needed for Google verification and just go with the one that says please add us to your Google business profile, okay?
Okay. I'll go do
all
that
right
now.
All right, sounds good. Okay, and then they'll be calling you shortly. So I enjoyed talking to you. Take care of all of those puppies or or grown dogs.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome. Okay, take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye.